Brad Rogers with their Weather Eye team joining us now. Brad, we got some tornado watches off in northeastern Colorado at the moment, and looks like things are going to start moving in from the Denver metro area this afternoon. What can you tell us about this system?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some pretty strong storms that are on their way here as we head into the evening hours. Looking at some showers and thunderstorms developing, like you said, around the Denver area, that'll be moving up to the northeast, directly into our listening area. Currently have that tornado watch for northeastern Colorado until 8 o'clock due to some a little extra moisture and quite a bit of instability, creating a lot of potential energy here for these storms as they begin to head into northeastern Colorado. We can expect the atmosphere is set up at the moment for tornadic development, as there's quite a bit of rotation as you go up in the atmosphere. We could see these storms rotating quite a bit as they start to develop in northeastern Colorado. And then as they approach the Imperial area and the Holyoke area, we can expect to see these showers and thunderstorms starting to form into sort of a line of showers and storms as we head into this evening, likely around 7 to 8 o'clock. We'll start to see these forming more into a line of thunderstorms as they push off to the east. And that threat will then be some large hailstones and strong gusty winds, straight line winds in this case, but we could still see some tornadic development. Again, the main tornado threat is going to be in northeastern Colorado, and as they approach the Imperial area, we can expect to see more of a straight line wind threat as they begin to move into our listening area. Looking at the timing for these storms' arrival, we can expect to see them arriving around 6 o'clock in north, 5 and 6 o'clock in northeastern Colorado, starting to cross over the border as we head into 6 to 7 p.m. and then moving on off to the east. As we head towards around, I'd say, 9 to 10 o'clock, we should start to see them pushing off to the east. And as this is going to be a diurnal event, meaning that this is going to be more of a daytime event, as the sun sets across the listening area, the storms will start to lose quite a bit of steam, decreasing in strength rapidly after sunset, though we can still expect some very strong thunderstorms heading into the evening hours. However, again, that tornado watch for northeastern Colorado continuing till 8 o'clock, we can still expect to see some very strong thunderstorms arriving this evening.
Looks like these may be producing quite a bit of rainfall as well, as I was just looking at the Storm Prediction Center. They kind of have us in a flood threat. What can you tell us about these storms when it comes to heavy rain?
Yeah, absolutely. With the heavy rain that is expected with these storms, it's going to be very short, intense bursts of rain, which can be producing some flash flooding concerns. Regarding widespread flooding threats, we aren't looking at a whole lot of widespread precipitation, but with these thunderstorms, this type of storm, we can expect the main core of the storm to have very high precipitation, high amounts of precipitation falling very rapidly. And as these storms sometimes like to just move one right after another over the same area, we could see some flash flooding concerns. So definitely something to keep an eye out. If folks are driving around and it's downpouring, you see some flooded roadways, do not try to cross any flooded roadways or drive through flooded areas, as it only takes a little bit to carry your car away regarding water. If you do come across a flooded roadway, just kind of turn around, find a new way home. And, you know, we are going to see these very heavy storms moving through, heavy precipitation over a few hours. We could see upwards of several inches in just one small area. Widespread, though, not a whole lot in the way of precipitation.
Are these slow moving? I mean, obviously, they're going to be building up around the Denver metro area, and it looks like about what you said, about 5 hours before they actually get into southwestern Nebraska. But are they going to be moving slow, or are they going to move fast as they come through?
You know, these are pretty slow-moving storms, which is where the flooding concern again comes in, where you will have these very short, intense bursts of precipitation on these storms, but they are moving quite slowly at the moment. Around the Denver area, they're only moving at about 30 miles an hour up to the northeast, so as the system starts to develop a little bit more, we'll see them speeding up a little further as they head into northeastern Colorado. But yeah, these are going to be very slow-moving storms, which only increases the threat for severe weather as well as flooding.
Do you appreciate it, Brian Rogers with our Weather Eye team joining us. Thank you, sir.
Not a problem.
Again, a tornado watch is in effect for northeastern Colorado, including Sedgwick and Phillips counties. Nothing in southwestern Nebraska as of yet, but we'll keep an eye out and let you know if anything changes.